的量啊，我们帕西菲卡教会所有弟兄姐妹，大家早。
Hallelujah. Good morning to the brothers and sisters in Pacifica Church.
感谢主的恩典，能够在这边一起跟我们受安息的敬拜神。
Thanks to the grace of God that I can have Sabbath worship with you all.
来到这边已经有好几天了。
I've been here for quite a few days.
也认识了许多我们新的弟兄姐妹，新认识比较过去不熟悉的弟兄姐妹，也能够在这次当中能够。在姊妹能够彼此来认识。
In my stay here, I was able to meet and get to know quite a few brothers and sisters.
能够在主里头，我们一起享受主的爱，这是最大的恩典。
It is the greatest blessing for us to know one another in the Lord and enjoy the blessings of God.
愿主的恩，主的爱永远跟我们同在。
May the grace and love of our Lord Jesus be with us all.
今天早上想用圣经里头一段记载提在跟我们大家一起来分享。
This morning I'd like to share with you a passage from the scripture.
我们请看雅各书。
Please turn to James.
雅各书第四章十三节到十五节。
James chapter 4, verses 13 to 15.
雅各书四章十三节到十五节。
James 4:13-15.
你们有话说，今天明天我们要往某城里去，在那里住一年，做买卖得利。十四节。
14.
其实明天如何，你们还不知道。你们的生命是什么呢？你们原来是一片云雾，视线少时就不见了。十五节。
15.
你们只当说，只若愿意，我们就可以活着，也可以做这事或做那事。在这段圣经里头，提醒我们说，我们可以计划。
This passage teaches us that it is okay to plan.
事实上，我们人活在这个世界上。经常不断地在计划。
Living in this world, we constantly have to make plans for the future.
其实我们也应该要计划，要有那个眼光。
And it is only right for us to look ahead and plan for the future.
但是这边告诉我们。
But according to this passage.
说今天明天我们可以计划到什么地方去。
Today or tomorrow, we may plan to go to this or that city.
在那个地方我们计划做多久。
And we may plan how long to stay in that place.
或者我们计划做什么事情。
And we can plan what we want to do there.
但是一个最根本的问题就是，到底明天会变怎么样，我们不晓得。
But there's a fundamental fact, and that is we do not know what will happen tomorrow.
所以这里提醒我们说，我们的生命是什么呢？
Therefore, James reminds us, what is your life?
上个月刚刚从台湾出来，八号从台湾出发。
I left Taiwan for the States on the 8th of last month.
到这边还是八号。
And when I arrived here, it was still the 8th.
又一次好像尝到时间倒流的滋味。
So it seems as if I was going back in time.
但其实我们知道，时间是不可能倒流的。
But we all know that it is impossible to go back in time.
而在那出来之前，其实也一直在担心说，这次不晓得能不能很顺利的来到我们这里。
Before my trip, I was quite anxious whether I would be able to have a safe trip.
因为在那一阵子，在我们台湾那边连续有三个台风。
Because at that time, there were great storms in Taiwan.
虽然只不过是好像是从旁边这样扫过去而已。
Even though these storms only barely passed Taiwan.
但是所造成的灾害也不小。
Yet they brought great disasters.
尤其那个号称连故障的那新航也出了事情。
Even Singapore Airlines, which was known for its good flying history, had an air crash.
虽然我想他们也难怪这个新航他们会自夸，我想他们 应该也是相当敬业的。
The Singapore airline took pride in the fact that there had never been an air crash in their flying history.
但是没有想到说，就是这么一场风雨，竟然夺去了好几十条人命。
But because of the storm, more than tens of people died.
我想当时坐在那飞机上的人，他们大概也计划着说要到美国来要做什么事情。
The people on those on that plane were probably planning what they would do once they arrive in the States.
但结果还是没有办法，说人算不如天算。
But many of them did not make it, so their plan did not succeed.
所以这边就也告诉我们说，我们人我们的生命实在说起来真的很渺小，很短暂。
So this passage reminds us that our lives are indeed fragile and temporary.
去年我们台湾921大地震的事情，我们这边也大家都很关心。
There was a great earthquake in Taiwan in September of last year, and many brothers and sisters here showed much concern.
不仅我们美国这个地方，英国、澳洲、纽西兰、日本、韩国很多地方我们弟兄姐妹都一直都非常关心我们那边的这个灾情。
In fact, brothers and sisters from all over the world were always very caring for the situation in Taiwan.
很感谢神啊，虽然灾情相当大。
Despite the fact that the disaster was very serious.
总是大家能够在那么困难环境当中也能够坚持过来。
Everyone in the church was able to persist through the difficult time.
这也是大家关怀我们让我们所能够得到的一股很大安慰的力量。
But the brothers and sisters concerned gave us a great source of encouragement.
所以我常常在想说，今天在我们主里头，在教会里头，其实就是这一股在主内同龄的真爱。彼此互相激励，才能够让我们今天教会能够更茁壮。
I always believe that it is the love of our brothers and sisters for one another in the Lord that we can be encouraged and strengthened.
所以在这边也再一次的感谢大家对我们的关怀。
So let me take this opportunity to show our gratitude to your concern.
而在那一次的那个灾难当中
，during that disaster，
虽然没有在那个灾区。
Even though I was not personally near the epicenter.
那我们总会所在的地方刚好离那个地震带也不远。
Yet the General Assembly building wasn't quite far from this from the area.
是差不多一二十公里的范围之内，差不多一英里之内。我们这边的话，差不多是一英里的范围。差不多距离是远而已。
Which was about one mile distance from the area.
所以说起来真的是相当近。据我们在那天职业的弟兄在讲说，连在地面上走路都没有办法走。
And those people who lived in that area told us later that when the earthquake happened, they could not even walk.
当我回到自己的总会的寝室的时候，我差点没有办法进去，因为没想到那个门被里头的床铺很重的那个床铺都移动位置吧，把门都堵住了。
When I came back to the dormitory at the GA building, I cannot enter my bedroom because the heavy bed has been moved and blocked the doorway.
虽然我们那边还不算是灾区，但是看到那种情形就晓得那个是很真的很凄惨。
Even though we were not in the disaster area, but just looking at the situation, we knew that the disaster was great.
所以当时后来到灾区去看一看。
Then later on, we went to the disaster area to visit them.
真的可以说是惨不忍睹。
It was a pitiful sight.
我想这个我们旧金山这边应该要是比较长辈的，可能都能够体会得出来。
Those of you who have been in the Bay Area for a while would know what I'm talking about.
是因为我们旧金山以前这边也发生过大地震。
Because there's also been a great earthquake in San Francisco.
那看到那些凄惨的画面，实在是令人真的很惊心。
When we saw the pitiful scene, we were all very hurt.
想到说，我们的这个生命实在是非常的渺小。
We came to the shocking realization that our lives are indeed very insignificant.
但是在那一次地震当中，给我印象最深的是，一句话。
But my deepest impression of that earthquake were the words of someone.
是一个小孩子的一句话。
The words of a little kid.
他看到他的母亲在哭。
He saw his mother crying.
因为他不晓得他父亲已经死了。
He did not know at that time that his father had died.
他只听人家这样说，所以他告诉他母亲说：“妈妈，你不要哭，爸爸只不过是被压扁了而已。”
And he just told the mother, "Mom, please don't cry. Dad was only crushed."
当看到报纸上记载这件事情的时候，实在令人心酸。
When we read of this newspaper clip, we felt terribly bad.
因为这个小孩子他还无知不懂事。
This kid was very little. He did not know any better.
他听人家讲说他爸爸只不过是被压扁而已，他不晓得说他父亲已经离开了，他已经死了。
He thought that his father was only crushed and injured, but he did not realize that his father had actually died.
所以说起来这个小孩子因为他无知，所以他不了解生命他真正的意义是什么，价值是什么。
Because this kid was still very little, he did not know the meaning or the value of life.
那其实我们呢，我们自己到底，我们对这个生命到底有多少认识？
But what about us? How much understanding do we have about this life?
在那一次地震当中，我们有一位弟兄。
We have a brother in church.
他已经信主大概也信了好几十年。
Who have been a member for many decades.
大概求圣灵也求累了。
And he had almost given up on praying for the Holy Spirit.
虽然传道一再常常都在勉励，尤其在联布道会当中，常常勉励说要努力求圣灵。
Even though the preachers would always encourage him to pray for the Holy Spirit during every convocation.
但是在那个晚上
，But on the night of the earthquake,
只不过短短的几十秒钟而已。
Which the quake lasted only more than 10 seconds or so.
终于把他震醒了。
Finally awakened this brother.
不是只有从睡梦当中被震醒，因为那是半夜一点多的时候。
He wasn't just awakened from his sleep.
而是真正在他的心灵上把他震醒。
But he was spiritually awakened as well.
在那短短几十秒当中，他心里头只想到一件事情，说难道主是来了吗？
During that short period of quake, he suddenly asked himself, is this the coming of the Lord?
难道是世界末日了吗？
Is this the last day?
因为确实身在那种环境当中一定是非常的可怕。
When you experience such a big earthquake, you will realize its dread.
所以在那个时候，就短短的几十秒当中，他只想到这件事情，不用再传道再去勉励他了，他很自动的那边拼命的求了。
So through this very short earthquake, short but serious earthquake, he was awakened spiritually and began to pray seriously.
我们说求圣灵到底有多难？
How difficult is it to pray and receive the Holy Spirit?
有人认为说真的很难。
Some people think it is very difficult.
就像这位弟兄，他求了几十年，就是还没求到，在他来这之前，或许他会觉得真的很难。
This brother had prayed for decades, and to him, praying and receiving the Holy Spirit was an impossible task.
但是在那短短的几十秒当中，他得到圣灵。
But when he prayed earnestly during the earthquake, he received the Holy Spirit at that time.
过去他或许认为很难的一件事情，但为什么在那短短几十秒当中，他好像很容易就这么得到了？
Why did he receive the Holy Spirit so easily during that short time when he had prayed for so long?
其实说起来真的还是我们心的问题。
So it all boils down to what our heart is.
所以用心灵，我们的心灵和诚实来敬拜主。
We need to worship God in spirit and in truth.
我们祈求的心到底有多切。
How sincere and earnest is our heart?
或许我们自己认为说，哇，很迫切。
We may think that we have been praying fervently.
但是，啊，我想唯有主耶稣跟我们自己才真正清楚明白。
But I guess it is only between you and the Lord.
所以才在那次大地震之后，普遍我们所了解的是，在那短短一两个月当中，这个我们聚会的持续力的普遍增加。
The two months during the aftermath of the earthquake, the church attendance sharply rose throughout the churches in Taiwan.
至少增加了平均起来至少要增加两成。
On average, the attendance doubled.
这个不用去勉强了，自动报到的。
People showed up at church automatically.
但是经过两个月之后呢？
But after 2 months,
又开始下降。
The attendance went down again.
这告诉我们什么？
What does this tell us?
我们人很健忘。
Human beings are forgetful.
我们不要笑说那位孩子好像很无知。
We should not.
他不懂得生命是什么。
Let's not only make fun of the kids who did not know any better.
那其实我们呢？
What about us?
我们是不是真正对这个生命的意义跟价值真的有所了解？
How do we truly have an understanding of the value of our life?
我们请看传道书。
Please turn to Ecclesiastes.
传道书第九章。
Chapter 9.
第四节。
Verse 4.
传道诗第九章的第四节。
Ecclesiastes chapter 9 verse 4.
所以一切活人相连的，那人还有指望，因为活着的狗比死了的狮子更强。这边用一句比喻，说活着的狗比死去的狮子还要强。
It uses an analogy here that a live dog is better off than a dead lion.
这跟我们中国一句古话上说活乞丐胜过死皇帝意义是一样。
And there's a similar saying in Chinese, which is a live pauper is better off than a dead king.
狮子它称为万兽之王。
The lion is the king of all beasts.
一条狗在它面前算什么？
What is a dog to a lion?
但问题是，这只狮子呢，它死了，它没有生命。
But the problem with this lion is that it is dead.
那这只狗呢，虽然在面前非常力量很渺小，很卑微。
On the other hand, this dog, even though it is small and insignificant,
好像一个活乞丐，活着的乞丐，因为它有生命。虽然他很卑微，但至少他还有机会。
Compare this to a live beggar. Even though a beggar is pitiful, but at least he has a chance to live.
那一个皇帝虽然他的身份地位非常的崇高，权柄也很大。
In contrast, a king is in a high position and has great authority.
但既然没有生命了，他还算什么？
But as soon as he loses his life, he is nothing.
所以这也告诉我们说，今天我们活着真的要好好尊重这个生命，而且要把握这个机会。
So we should remind ourselves that as long as we are still alive, we need to grasp every opportunity.
再继续在这一章继续去到第七节这边说到。说你只管去欢欢喜喜的吃喝快乐。
Verse 7 tells us, "Go eat your food with gladness and drink your wine with joyful heart."
那因为神已经悦纳我们的作为。
For it is now that God favors what you do.
所以这事实上也在提醒我们，今天我们一个基督徒一个敬拜神的人，应该有生活态度。
This teaches us the correct attitude of a worshipper of God.
事实上我们也可以享受，甚至可以说更可以享受，更有资格来享受。
Of all people, we should be the ones to enjoy life.
但问题是，这边有告诉我们说，在神所悦纳我们的作为之下。
However, such enjoyment must derive from what God favors.
所以我常常啊跟我们在台湾那边的弟兄姐妹这样讲说，你们有机会出去，尽量出去。
I always tell the brothers and sisters, whenever you have the chance to travel, take that every chance.
真的能够有机会出去的话，尽量出去。
Whenever you do have this chance, grab it.
但是出去呢，我想我们不要光只是为了享受。
But the purpose of traveling or going abroad is not just to enjoy yourself.
其实对于我们大部分人来讲啊，我们今天有机会出来，不一定出来就马上就可以享受得到。
For many of us who immigrated to the U.S., we did not have a good life to begin with.
事实上，我知道有很多人出来到这边真的是很辛苦。
Many people after immigration had a very harsh life.
但也感谢神的保守啊。能够在这边有这个机会啊，所以经过一番奋斗之后呢，啊，终于有一些成就。
But thanks to the grace of God, many people were able to successfully establish themselves, even though they were new immigrants.
但是我们难道只不过是以这些为满足吗
？But should we be content with our worldly accomplishments?
这次来这边。就好像以前我们在神学院的时候，我们的长辈、我们的前辈传道，常常跟我们讲说，以后你们出去不管到什么地方，都是在学习。
Our senior ministers back at the seminary would tell us, wherever you go, you must learn from people.
我一直感觉到说，这确确实实是如此。
And this is true, especially when I visit the U.S.
今天已经现身当传道已经二十几年了，一直感觉到说，真的学习不完。
I've been a minister for more than 20 years, and there are always new things to learn.
所以不管到什么地方，真的就一直在学习。所以昨天我又学了一个很实际的一个功课。
So wherever I go, I always learn new things. Yesterday, I learned a very practical lesson.
我很欣赏我们陆伯伯他说的一句话。
Brother
陆伯伯。
Brother Lu said.
他说的一句话。
He said something.
He said yellow is no sin.
Oh, I'm sorry. Brother Cal, we visited him yesterday, and he told us something that he said zero is nothing. When we visited him at his home, Brother Cal kept telling us that zero is nothing.
他说今天我们在这边有机会所追求的到底是什么？
And he says, he said, what is it that we can truly go after and pursue?
没有错了，或许我们很成功，但是只不过后边呢，一个零，两个零，三个零，一直不断加下去而已啊。
You may have a lot of possessions and money, but you just keep adding zero to your income and figure.
我记得小的时候在我们台湾听到百万富翁，哇，这个不得了。
When we were little kids, millionaires were extraordinary people.
现在在台湾百万富翁算什么？千万也算不了什么。
But now in Taiwan, millionaires are nothing.
这只不过多一个零而已。
You just have more zeros than other people.
真的后边多一个零啊。
You just have extra zeros.
就算亿万富翁，再多一个零吧。
And even if you become richer than millionaires and become billionaires, you still have extra zeros.
零代表什么？什么都没有。
So what is the meaning of zero? It means nothing.
就是圣经里头传道书所告诉我们，虚空。
And so the message is just like the message of Ecclesiastes, everything is meaningless.
有些人确实是如此。
And this is true for most people.
所以在传道书里头前面的部分就告诉我们虚空的虚空，一切都是虚空。
Therefore, the beginning of Ecclesiastes tells us that everything is vanity.
这是大部分人事实上就是如此。他们对生的生命，他们所了解的生所得到，事实上就是这样子。
And this is a reality for most people in this world. What they have received in this world is meaningless.
但是我们一个敬畏神的人，就不是这样。从第八章以后的这个角度就不一样。
But for those of us who worship God, we have a different attitude, and this is described in Ecclesiastes chapters 8 and on.
我们不要以为传道士是一本非常消极的人生观。
Let's not have the misconception that Ecclesiastes is a pessimistic book.
其实传道士是非常积极的一个人生观的一本书。
In fact, Ecclesiastes is one of the most optimistic book in the Bible.
啊，前面部分确实是指虚空的虚空，一切都是虚空。
The first portion of Ecclesiastes may seem very depressing because it talks about vanity.
谁能够比得上所罗门王呢？
Who can compare themselves to Solomon?
但是他竟然他自己的觉悟就是如此。
But Solomon came to this conclusion.
我想所罗门王，假如说在年老的时候，他没有写出这卷诗的话，他的人生一点价值都没有。
I believe had Solomon not written this book when in his old age, his life would have been indeed valueless.
我们一直观念上都认为说他是一个智慧的王，没有错。一开始他会祈求。
We always have the conception that King Solomon was very wise. It is true because he received wisdom when he was young.
但是在他的那个人生过程当中呢，在我们以人的角度来看，或许他很成功，但事实上他是失败的。
However, throughout the rest of his life, even though he seemed successful secularly, we can actually judge him his life to be a failure.
所以我们从他心灵上的那种虚空，我们就知道他的人生确实是失败。
Solomon felt great emptiness in his heart, and we can tell from that he had a failure.
但是幸好在他人生的绝迹之前呢，他能够觉悟了，终于写出这么一本非常有价值的这个诗出来。
But fortunately, he came to himself in his old age and realized the true value of life and wrote this book.
所以他这边谈到说，你只管去欢欢喜喜吃你的饭，心中快乐喝你的酒，因为神已经悦纳你的作为。
So chapter 9 verse 7 says, Go eat your food with gladness and drink your wine with a joyful heart, for it is now that God favors what you do.
所以我们做一个敬畏神的人，事实上在我们生活态度上应该是喜乐的。
As worshippers of God, we should have a joyful attitude in our lives.
我们可以享受，但是在神所悦纳我们的范围之下，在这个范围之内，我们尽管可以去享受。
We can enjoy life as long as we are within the boundary of God's some of things that God favors.
而在这边，他特别又提到一件事情，在第九节。
And Solomon reminds us in verse 9.
谈到说，在你一生虚空的年日，就是神赐你在日光之下虚空的年日，当同你所爱的妻快活度日，因为那是你生前在日光之下劳碌的世上所得的份。所以这边特别提到我们一个最基本的享受。
This is a basic enjoyment that we can have.
就是与我们所爱的妻能够快活度日。
And that is to enjoy life with our spouse whom we love.
所以这夫妻之间的关系，也就是家庭生活，这可以说是在我们人际生活当中是最基本的。
The relationship between husband and wife is the fundamental relationship of all relationships.
今天在夫妻之间的这种关系上，假如不能得到美满的话，说这个人实在很可怜。
If a person cannot have a good marriage life, he or she is indeed pitiful.
他算不了有什么享受。
They cannot enjoy life.
我太太结婚后，她告诉我一件事情。
After we got married, my wife told me something.
她说她在结婚之前向爵士求一件事情。
Before we got married, she prayed to the Lord for something.
她说求爵士让她能够嫁得远远的，很远，越远越好。
She prayed and asked the Lord to marry someone as far away as she could possibly marry.
我说奇怪了，你怎么这么求呢？
So I was quite surprised by her request. So I asked.
她说远一点我才有机会到处去玩呢。
She said, if I marry someone in a far away, then I would have more chance to travel.
其实你真的要虽然不管你嫁得多远你一旦被这个家庭的担子束缚住的话，有人根本都玩不了，也玩不起。
But in reality, even if you are married to someone far away, once you settle down, you probably won't be able to get anywhere if you have your burden with family affairs.
她说她其实很失望。
So she told me that she was quite disappointed at first.
因为她想说怎么嫁嫁到刚好嫁到同样故乡的人。
Because we were from the same town.
我家离她家不远。
And my,
走路大概十分钟就到了。
My house was only a 10-minute walking distance from hers. 啊，
这段距离要怎么玩？
So how could she travel that much from this from her house to my house?
虽然住那么近哈，但其实我们婚前根本不太认识。
Even though we lived very close, we did not really know each other well before we got married.
你们不要以为说我们和自己是交往啊，促成这个婚姻的。
We did not get to know each other first before we got married.
因为我家里只有我们兄弟信，所以父母亲都没有信。所以当有一天一位长辈、一位长老跟我提婚事的时候，我想一想说，我所认识的就是这位是我一个同学的妹妹，但是我对她实在不熟，但我觉得她很可爱，所以我就跟长老说了。
I and my siblings were the only ones in the family who were believers, and my parents hadn't believed. And when an elder approached me to match me with someone, I suggested a sister, whom the only sister in church whom I knew.
我太太笑我说：“嘿，奇怪，看你以前好像没有那种胆量，你怎么敢有那个胆子向长老说这个提到这个婚事的事情？”
So later on, my wife laughed at me and said, I thought you were very timid, so how dare you bring up this sister's name to this elder?
我跟他讲说大概是主耶稣感动我。
I said, well, perhaps it was the Lord who moved me.
但不能只感动我，也要感动他。有些人在讲说，哦，主耶稣感动我，说要对某一个人有主耶稣说希望我们成为这个。只有感动你不感动彼此的话，这都不算不了一回事的。
But for marriage to work, the other person also has to be moved, or else things won't happen.
我记得我曾经在台北教会的时候，我曾经见证过这一件事情，所以我看到我前面有一对以前就是听了我这个见证，他去向那个姐妹去求婚的。
In Taipei Church, I shared this testimony, and after hearing the testimony, a couple among us today, there was a couple among us today, the husband went to ask for help with the matchmaking.
说起来真的很感谢神。
Thanks be to God.
我们要尊重神的婚姻，神必定赐福给我。
If we honor marriage, God will bless us in our marriage.
所以后来我们结婚之后，他没有想到说在我们结婚一年之后，我要现身当传道。
When we decided to get married, my wife at that time had not realized that I was going to be a preacher a year later.
当然，她也很乐意的。
Of course, she was glad that I would be a preacher.
后来我到神学院去。
Later on, I started the seminary.
我就问她说：“你如何调试你自己？”
I asked her, "How do you adjust your own life?"
说因为我常常不在家，你就要调试你自己。
Since I'm always away from home.
她说我把你看成是已经死掉一样。
She said, "I think of it as if you are already dead."
我想说，怎么有这样这种说法的？ I was 我明明还活在你面前，怎么说我死了？
I was quite taken aback by her comment. "I'm still alive. How can you think that I'm dead?"
她说。你说的这说我要如何调试，就把你当作好像已经死了，这样最容易调试了。
She said, "You ask me how I adjust my life when you're away, and my answer is, I think of you as you're dead."
哦，是每次看到你回来，就好像说哦，你要活过来一样，
好高兴哦。So every time you come home, you're like coming back from the dead, and I'm very happy.
哎，我好像还没有人听到过这种调试话，但是他一直调试得很好。
That's quite a unique way to adjust a person's life, but she seems to be doing very well.
我想我们每一对夫妻之间应该有他自己的一种调试的方法，而且事实上也是应该要调试。
Every couple needs to readjust their lives after marriage.
因为从过去生活环境在二十几年不同的生活环境当中呢，一下子凑合在一起，你要能够彼此适应不是那么一件简单的事情。
because they come from drastically different backgrounds, so it is not easy for them to make the transition and adjust to one another quickly.
所以你假如不调试好，是吧？不仅夫妻之间会发生关系，婆媳之间或者妯娌之间等等，在这个家庭里头的一些人际关系，真的有时候是很大的难题。
If we don't make an effort to adjust ourselves after marriage, we will have problems not only with our spouse but also with other members of the family.
但是你要调试时候去调试，不是去调试别人，不是去要求别人。圣经里头没有这个道理，不是去要求，绝对不是去要求别人，而是要求自己。
But it is not to adjust other people to suit our needs and wants, but to readjust ourselves.
之后去调试我们自己啊，来适应别人。
We need to adjust ourselves in order to suit the other person.
我想这是最快的啊，最有效的方法。
That is the most effective approach.
所以当我以后先生当传道之后
，But anyway, after I became a preacher,
有机会我就带着太太出去玩。
Whenever I had the opportunity, I would take my wife to go travel.
我们玩不是去玩那个一般的什么电影院等等那种高，或许一些高级享受，我们不是玩那个。
On our trips, we would not have any luxurious enjoyment such as going to the theater or the shows.
我们后头有一个台北有名的阳明山。
Behind us was a scenic place.
那是在以后的，那在之前呢？在淡水那个地方也有很多地方我们可以去走走的。
Behind our house was a scenic place, a scenic mountain in Taiwan. So we would go there and
或者我就
take a walk.
带着她去访问教会。
Or whenever I visited the churches, I would bring her along.
尤其以后我要被差派到我们东部花莲台东那边去担任区负责的工作。
And later on, I was assigned to the eastern part of Taiwan.
那个地方我们有七十几个教会。
And in that part of the country, there are more than 70 churches.
所以一路访问下来，那真的是走不完的。
So we could barely visit every single church.
然后再过一段时间，我们也存够钱了，有机会就到国外出来访问国外的教会走一走。
And after a few years, when we have saved up enough money, we went abroad to visit churches abroad.
算一算，也走过很多地方。
When we counted how many countries we've been to, it's been quite a few.
后来我太太有天在跟我讲说，爵士真的是成全人的职。
So one day my wife said to me, "The Lord truly answers prayers."
以前很喜欢玩，就是存着一个希望，说嫁得远远的，就是希望能够到各次去玩。现在呢，终于才晓得说，哦，原来。不是说嫁远的，连嫁这么近都有机会可以玩得到。
I pray to the Lord for me to marry someone far away so I could have chance to travel, but I married you who was so close to me, but I get to travel still.
所以说起来，其实夫妻两个人，你之间的感情要是很好的话，在任何环境之下都是一种享受。
As long as you are happy with your spouse, no matter what circumstances you go through, life is an enjoyment.
所以星期三那天，我们第一次到这边聚会的时候，我就谈到说，来到这里第一次跟我太太写情书。
During the Wednesday night service, I commented that after I arrived in the States, I began to write love letters to my wife for the first time.
以前写一封私信要经过两三天，现在 email 很快。你一去我一来
instead of using snail mail
我去你来这么很快就可以接得到消息
we now use email and we can get responses from the other person very quickly
所以我们彼此在戏称说哇我们今天开始学习写情书以前从来没有写过终于晓得说原来写情书是这种滋味
so we joked with one another and said now we finally started to write the love letters for the first time and we didn't know how good it was
所以有人在讲记得好像以前读者文摘里头有一篇文章曾经这样说过
An article in the Reader's Digest once said
从巴黎到纽约最快的行程是什么
What is the fastest way to travel from Paris to New York
人家会说那个什么七四七的或者那个什么前一阵子停会的那个法国那个大会期 那个什么飞机？
飞机
啊，说那个是最快的了。
Some people say that the Boeing may be the fastest.
结果那个答案不是这样子。
But that wasn't the answer.
答案是说，跟你所爱的人在一起所度过的行程是最快的。
But the answer was being able to spend time with the one you love.
跟你所爱的人在一起，不管行程多远，在他来讲都是时间怎么这么快，一下子就过去了。
When you travel with someone you love, no matter how far the distance is, you will find that it is a very short trip.
但是有人不是这样子啊，凑在一起啊，三句都嫌多。
But for some people, when two people get together, they can't even stay for a short time.
所以有时候想一想，真的，今天假如我有神的道理在我们心里头
，If we have the word of God in our hearts,
我们。绝对可以非常享受我们这个人生的。
Life should be an enjoyment.